Jared here again. Right now, we're going to learn the word bootleg. B-O-O-T-L-E-G. Now, a bootleg is a copy of a movie or of a CD, DVD, VHS, VCD, anything like that, that's illegal. Some people, they take one copy, an original copy, that's produced by the company that makes the movies and produces the movies, and then they copy it illegally, and it's against the law, and they sell it for cheaper on the street or sometimes even in stores. And that's a big concern right now in a lot of places, especially in China, because the companies that produce the movies don't make any money if you buy the bootlegs. Now, these are all real. These are all originally produced by the companies that made the movies. These are not bootlegs. But if people want quality pictures and quality music, and they want the artists and producers to make some money so that they can keep making stuff, then people should stop buying bootlegs and start buying the real thing. So, now you know what a bootleg is. Stay with us. Coming up next is Meiguo Li, American Slang.
Hi, everybody. This is Action English. I'm Duran. 首先来看一下今天的俚语单元，用简单的词组来生动的传达你要表达的意思，这就是俚语的魅力。学会一些俚语之后，可以让你的口语表达非常的地道，原汁原味。好，下面先来看今天的电影片段。
Now, you never did tell me why it is you keep just that one picture of your mother in your office.
My mother was murdered a couple of days after that picture was taken. Butchered by some whacked-out killer like your dad.
Did they ever catch him?
No.
Is that why you took this job?
You know, you're pretty good at this. You ever think about becoming a cop?
在谈到自己母亲遇害的情形时，他有些激动不已。当然会这样，失去自己的母亲已经够心痛，可自己的母亲偏偏又是在一个疯子精神错乱的情况下 butchered。好，来看这个俚语叫 whacked out。再说一遍，叫 whacked out means completely insane, very very crazy。它的意思是精神完全的失常了，完全的疯掉了，叫 whacked out。
Butchered by some whacked-out killer like your dad.
举个例子给你，我可以说 ，Well, that girl is whacked out. 那个姑娘一定是疯掉了。三天前要跟男朋友分手，看过几天又回来想重归于好。你说她是不是 whacked out？ 记住这个形容词放在 be 动词后面。我可以说 somebody is whacked out. 人和动物的区别就是我们能够控制我们的情绪，对吗？我们不会精神失常，所以我们可以说这个句子叫 Don't get whacked out， 不要精神失常。Don't be crazy， Don't get whacked out， Chill。 好，补充一个单词，我们不精神失常，我们要镇定，我们要控制我们的情绪，对吗？这个短语叫 Chill， C-H-I-L-L。 记住这个俚语，一个是 whacked out， 一个是 Chill。
Now, you never did tell me why it is you keep just that one picture of your mother in your office.
My mother was murdered a couple of days after that picture was taken. Butchered by some whacked-out killer like your dad.
Did they ever catch him?
No.
Is that why you took this job?
You know, you're pretty good at this. You ever think about becoming a cop?
各位观众好，现在您记住的是电影经典对白单元 Classic Film Clips。 我们今天要给你播放的影片叫世界末日，它的翻译方法叫 Armageddon， 这个词是来自于圣经的，它的意思叫 The End of the World。 下面就请你来欣赏这部影片 Armageddon。
You want to see me?
Yeah, I was looking for you.
Pissed.
Okay, I can see that.
No, you know what, AJ? I'm not pissed. You've seen me pissed. This is way, way beyond pissed, though. You know I shut down number two last night, right?
Yeah, man, I had a hunch on that, too.
Let me tell you something. Someday, many years from now, when you're all grown up and you got your own oil company and you eat $1 million of your own money on the contract, you can do whatever comes into that little AJ idiot mind of yours you want. But as long as it says Harry Stamper Oil on the rig, you will not disobey my rules. You got that?
Yeah, I do got it.
Right now, I need to hear 5 words from you. I'll never do that again.
I'm a fool. That was idiotic. I mean, that was stupid.
I'm an idiot. I know what name's on the sign. What's going on?
Well, I screwed up. I'm a little edgy.
How long you worked for me?
5 wonderful years.
In 5 years, you have never apologized to me this quickly. Something's going on here. I'm going to find out what it is.
Well, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm trying to learn from the man. What would Harry do? I'm at a loss for words.
我们刚看过了一个电影片段，好，里面有这样一个句子交给你，叫 Yeah, man, I had a hunch on that.
Yeah, man, I had a hunch on that.
他的意思是，我对什么有预感。嘉玲前表示你对什么有预感的时候，记住这个短语叫 had a hunch on that。好，再来看，举个例句给你。我可以说，我有预感，我借给他的钱我拿不回来了。我可以会说 ，I have a hunch that I'll never see the money again。OK， 你可以这么说，记住了吗 ？I have a hunch that I'll never see the money again。可以加句子。再给你一个例子，我可以说 ，Hey man， why did you bet all the money on the horse？你为什么把你所有的钱全赌那匹马 ？Why did you bet all your money on the horse？ 你可以说我有预感，他肯定会赢。这个句子怎么讲 ？I had， 一起说 ，I had a hunch on that。记住了吗 ？I had a hunch on that。
You know I shut down number two last night, right?
Yeah, man, I had a hunch on that.
So let me tell you something. Someday, many years from now, when you're all grown up and you got your own oil company and you eat $1 million of your own money on the contract.You can do whatever comes into that little AJ idiot mind of yours you want. But as long as it says Harry Stamper Oil on the rig, you will not disobey my rules. You got that?
Yeah, I do got.
刚看过了上面这个电影片段，里面有这样两句话叫 You got that? Yes, I do got it.
Rules, you got that?
Yeah, I do got.
好，这句话的意思是 Do you understand? Yes, I understand totally. 好，它的意思是你懂没懂？如果我今天跟你讲完了几个点，我问你们，朋友们。这几个点你记住了吗？你懂了吗？我就会说 You got that? You got that means do you understand? 一个意思 OK? 如果你懂了你就会说 I got it 如果更加强烈一点我都懂了我们可以说 I do got it 记住了吗？很简单对吧
Yeah, I do got it
Right now I need to hear 5 words from you I'll never do that again.
I'm a fool. That was idiotic. I mean, that was stupid.
I'm an idiot. I know what name's on the sign. What's going on?
Well, I screwed up. I'm a little edgy.
How long you worked for me?
5 wonderful years.
In 5 years, you have never apologized to me this quickly. Something's going on here. I'm going to find out what it is.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
好，我们刚才看了另外一个段落，来看这个句子叫 I'm turning over a new leaf.
Well, I'm turning over a new leaf.
他的意思，你看 ，leaf 是叶子，对吗？树叶 ，turning over 是翻过去。他的意思就是 ，yes， to get a new start， that means to change everything about yourself。你把你过去的恶习通通的抛弃，重新开始做人，重新开始叫 turn over a new leaf。好，看例子，我可以说，以前我很懒 ，I used to be really lazy。老板把我给炒掉了 ，my boss fired me。于是从那一刻开始。我决定重新来过，努力干活。Well, I'll work hard from now on. I'm turning over a new leaf. 翻开新的一页。I'm turning over a new leaf. 记住了吗？啊，再看一个例子。我可以说 ，Well, I'm turning over a new leaf. No more drinking, no more smoking. It's a healthy life from now on. 它的意思是，我决定。重新开始生活了，再不抽烟，再不喝酒了。记住了吗？这个短语 ，I'm turning over a new leaf.
I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm trying to learn from the man. What would Harry do? I'm at a loss for words.
刚看的这个电影片段里面有这样一句话叫
I'm at a loss for words.
I'm at a loss for words.
I'm at a loss for words. 来看这个句子， words 是词话， loss 是丢了，你把你说的话都丢了，它的意思就表示我真不知该跟你说什么，我都说不出话来了，我哑口无言了。举个例子给你，你回到宿舍，我回到房间，你的同屋说，我知道是你偷了我的东西。嗯，你会说 I'm at a loss for words. How dare you accuse me of stealing? 我真不知该怎么跟你说，你怎么会怀疑是我呢？记得这个句子吗？我真不知该你说什么好，真不知该说什么好，就是 I'm at a loss for words. OK? 再看第二个例子，你拿了个礼物给我，我生日吗？喜欢吗？你会问我喜欢吗？ Wow, this is the most wonderful gift I've ever received. I'm at a loss for words. 这是我见过的最棒的礼物，我都说不出话来了。 I'm at a loss for words. 会了吗？第三个礼物，我可以说 Hey, 你觉得他怎么样？听说有人把他介绍给你做女朋友。 Gosh, that girl is dead gorgeous. I'm at a loss for words. 太漂亮了，我都说不出话来了。记住这个用法，三个例子给你，应该记住了，叫 I'm at a loss for words. Yes.
I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm trying to learn from the man. What would Harry do? I'm at a loss for words.
Welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the musical The Sound of Music. This movie was filmed, is about the time period of World War II, when the Germans, the Nazis, were invading Austria and many other countries in Europe. And Austria is where the children and the family grew up, and the country's flower, the flower that represents Austria, is Edelweiss.The Chironghua. So this song is actually very sad because when he sings it in the movie, the Germans, the Nazis, have invaded Austria and many people, if they stay in Austria, will be arrested and have to go to jail. So the man singing this, the father, loves his country. He loves Austria. He wants it to bloom and grow forever. But he has to leave because if he stays, he'll be arrested. So he has to take his family and flee, run away.Leave his homeland, even though he loves it. So he sings this song, wishing that his homeland will be okay, even though he has to leave. So it's a very sad lullaby, it's a very sad song, but there's hope. He's saying, even though I have to go, I hope that it will bloom and grow forever. So now you understand some of the history behind this song. We'll take a listen to it now, and I hope you join us again next time for Action English.